Public hearing is change of zone number 1962, Jeff Cat LLC.
I think so. David Hunt. It's an ordinance to amend. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain portion of a parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.19 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of King's Highway, which is Rep 9, approximately 0.36 mile northeast of the intersection of King's Highway and Gills Neck Road, which is Sussex County Rep 267. The 911 addresses are 1005 and 1007 King's Highway, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 335, Map 8, Parcel 39.00. And staff would note it is a portion of that parcel. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of a letter received from the applicant. We have a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of comments received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We also have a copy of the plus response and the applicant's response to the plus response. We also have a copy of ordinance number 2759 dated December 1st, 2020. And I would note we've received zero comments in support or opposition and zero mail returns. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? All right, sir.
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, I'm not going to participate in this one.
Okay. Very good. So we'll...
Hello, my name is Jeff Hamer, and I'm one of the partners. My wife is the other partner in Jeff Cat LLC. We live at 113 Draper Drive, and I appreciate you hearing this request this evening. It's a pretty simple request. If you're familiar with the area, I started out with about 0.7 acres there, and as business has grown over the last couple of years, we've added a couple parcels. The first parcel that I had was commercial, and we've added the other two parcels. And had them rezone C3. This is the last possible parcel I can purchase to grow my business, and my business is growing by about 20% each year. I've already purchased this property from the Mitchell Farm, and as you know from the earlier hearing tonight, the Mitchell Farm is currently under contract for 200 and some homes or however many homes. So this is the last parcel that's available for me to grow my business, and my business will be actually now confined to a certain amount of growth. And we purchased this property for a couple of reasons. Kings Highway has a future plan. Everyone knows there's a connector plan to grow the Kings Highway, and we're going to lose a substantial portion of the front of our property, anywhere from 6,000 to 12,000 feet of our current use. So. It does look like I'm adding 1.19 acres, but DelDOT has asked me to build a connector road in the back that will connect to the new Mitchell Farm property subdivision. So part of this land that I'm purchasing is actually going to be used for the road to connect to the new subdivision, and part of my current property will be part of that road. And then I'll lose part of the front of the property when they do the widening of the highway. So. In essence, I'm really not gaining a whole lot by the rezoning of this commercial property. I'm just transferring property really from the front to the back of the property, if you kind of can follow where I'm going with this. So it's going to allow me, we don't have any specific use for the extra land right now, but it'll probably be where we put more parking that we'll lose when they do the front parking, when they take the front of the highway and widen it. So that's why we took the opportunity to purchase the property, to be able to continue our business and continue a little bit of growth, but also to save what we do have. And that's pretty much my simple request, is that we allow me to rezone this parcel I've already purchased to commercial. It is landlocked, so it won't really affect anybody currently. That's there's no other way to get to the property except from my property. So it's really just adding and maintaining the business that we've currently built. And I can answer any questions, other questions you might have.
All right, sir. Well, let's see if anybody has any questions for you, and we'll start once again with Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
My only question was the interconnectivity with the Mitchell property, and you just said it's there.
And that also give us access to Gills Neck Road as well. So, and in essence, it'll probably take some of the pressure off of Kings Highway.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, Mr. Hopkins.
What's your business?
Big Oyster Brewery.
Oh, okay.
Because you did a great job. I mean, you concise, got it all out there.
Thank you.
If you want a second job, you can always come in here.
We're in the development district too, by the way.
Litigating.
Thank you.
I no questions.
Okay.
I don't have any, thank you.
Okay.
None for me, thank you.
None for you? Okay, we're counselless. Either one of you want to be our attorney for tonight or for this? Okay. Okay. All right, sir. I have no questions either, so if you would be so kind as to take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. So anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1962, Jeff Cat LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1962? Operator, is there anybody standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to change of zone number 1962, Jeff Cat LLC? All right, we thank you. Commissioners, any further questions?
No, thank you.
Yep.
All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll advise you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.